Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest are under heat advisories, as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The heat wave that started late last week has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Canadian firefighters have been fighting dozens of wildfires for days from British Columbia and up to northern Canada. Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, will be sworn in today. He will become the 57th mayor of America's third largest city. His administration will face several challenges, including choosing the new police superintendent and coming up with a plan to fight violence. On Saturday, Johnson resigned as Cook County Commissioner. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary says there has been a 50% drop in border encounters.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. Border Patrol has experienced the drop in encounters since Title 42 ended on Thursday at midnight. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Mayorkas said the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week. Mayorkas did caution that it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. I'm Skip Kelly.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents announced they've arrested an Afghan national who was on the FBI's terror watch list crossing into the United States from Mexico. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California who represents the district where the man was apprehended near Otay Mesa, California, says the Biden administration's border policies are a national security concern. Hockey's Stanley Cup is narrowing down to the Final Four. Florida, Carolina, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in. The series between Seattle and Dallas continues tonight. Today is officially Peace Officers Memorial Day. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The United States and her allies are poised to increase economic pressure on China at this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan. It officially starts on Friday. The Wall Street Journal is reporting an expected joint statement will be announced, rejecting the use of economic retaliation against nations over policy disputes and other disagreements. The anticipated statement isn't expected to mention any country by name, but Beijing's increasing use of what it calls economic coercion to show its displeasure with other countries is the purpose of the statement. An NBA player is causing problems on social media again.
The Memphis Grizzlies have suspended Ja Morant indefinitely for flashing a gun on social media. He was seen waving the weapon while sitting in the passenger seat of a car. In March, Morant was benched for 8 games after live streaming himself holding a firearm at a Denver area nightclub. The All-Star guard subsequently entered a counseling facility and apologized for his actions. Morant's suspension is pending a league review. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Rescuers today evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep along western Myanmar's coast after a powerful cyclone injured hundreds and cut off communications. 6 deaths were reported, but the true impact is unknown at this time. Strong winds injured more than 700 of about 20,000 people who were sheltering in sturdier buildings on the highlands of Sitway Township. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo with us to talk about this Chinese invasion that's happening at our southern border. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us as always. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be on with you again, Bill.
Well, let's understand the threat. What is happening here at our southern border, at the Rio Grande Valley especially, where we've got an unprecedented number of single Chinese men currently entering the United States?
Well, I think that just your opening question almost sets the stage for the whole thing, is that why is there and has there been since just before the new year, based on current Customs and Border Protection numbers and reports that they're putting out, approximately a 1,000% increase over a several-month period based on the previous year during that same period, a 1,000% increase in Chinese nationals coming across the border. And is it that just at the exact same time they all realize what a wonderful country America is and how despotic theirs is? Because that, I know that almost sounds ludicrous to say it like that, but that's the way the media, including Fox News and ABC, CBS, have portrayed it. They're interviewing these men. We love America. And we're just fleeing. And some of them, that may be true. I'm not saying that's not true. But to say that this huge increase, that's who we're getting, and you look at photos and videos, and these are all healthy, almost all healthy males, you know, between about 25 and 40-something years old.
Exactly.
It raises serious questions.
Well, and you've got to understand that they know that the communist Chinese have police stations. New York may have closed that one down, but there's still many others operating, and around the world for that matter, they estimate that over 100 Chinese police stations are in operation. So whether it's something as obvious as it was there in New York, finally it just became so obvious that, they had to do something about it, so they've closed them down. But that's not going to stop them from doing what they were doing.
That's right. And I think, again, the reason I wrote this article is the timing of this is important when as an investigator and as a national security analyst looking at this, the timing based on the report we did recently about the the coming threats and the violence that we at Understanding the Threat see is lining up just like we did before the spring of 2020. The violence that you saw in Minnesota and we saw in other places like Portland and et cetera, we started to see all over the country in Charlotte, New York, and everywhere. Those same indicators are there. And so when we see that in conjunction with other things, those other things take on a little different hue. And I hope that makes sense to your audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does, John, because the fact of the matter is that you've got the Communist Chinese have been well connected with the cartels. I'd be interested to know if these, over 4,000 people who have come into our southern border, have they been, did they pay a fee to the cartels, or was this some sort of sidebar agreement with the cartels getting them across the border in order to serve the agenda of the Communist Chinese?
Well, right, and we don't have that information. But you're asking exactly the right questions. And again, I just go to, the way I look at these things, you look at facts, you look at the reality, but you also have to look at the modus operandi of your adversary, that if we're going to connect this to Communist China and this being potentially something that they would do, number one, ask the question, is this in their realm of, is this in their tool bag?
Yeah. Is it possible? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we make those links? And so far, because we don't have the identities of these people, you and I can't, because we don't have the names, but if we did, we'd drill down, and you would hope that the FBI and CBP analysts would be doing that, but they're not. At least from people I've talked to, that's not their sole issue is holding back the border and dealing with the people that are standing in front of them.
Right.
So
exactly.
They're not doing kind of that strategic piece, and the FBI obviously is not doing that. We have no indication, even if the FBI had their names. The FBI has demonstrated their ability to vet people is not competent. They're not competent at it. And you and I have talked about that in previous shows, the number of Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS people that have had access to the president, that have received clearances in the government, et cetera. It's just, so I have no faith that even if they did decide, hey, let's see, they would even know what to look for. And that's, therein lies yet another problem. But so we're not going to get the total picture. I think the best we can do right now is we look at the thing that we have over, closing in on 4,500 people in a number of a few months coming across the border. Now, the question is why the increase when it, like you listen to some of the interviews of people that work there, both nonprofit organizations and CBP people are saying, we're used to seeing one or two Chinese people, around here once in a while. Now we've got thousands coming across. So why? That is the thing that raises the question. And
exactly.
Again, I will go back to, based on the timing and what we're watching happening strategically, it's my assessment that there are people in this group that are hostile, that are a part of the Chinese government apparatus, be it military or intelligence people. And this was a period of testing if we get them in. And we're not even talking about like stuff you and I have talked about before, the Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah cells in the United States, all that stuff. It's such a dangerous situation. And this is the key. Government officials in this administration are intentionally aiding and abetting it. They're not just turning a blind eye. They're creating situations. We're using taxpayer-funded money to push these people into the heart of America. The fact that the American people are just sitting back right now is astounding. But that is the part that I think can't be left unsaid.
Yeah, they've got to stop trusting the government, because clearly what's happening here, John, it's all about opportunity, right? This is an opportune time for the communist Chinese to run their agenda deeper into the institutions of our government and our country. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We're back
with you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat continues with us. John, as we were saying about what's happening at the border here, the people that are coming, these communist Chinese males, military age, almost exclusively, right? Not coming with families. We're talking Chinese males. I mean, that raises some national security flags, or it should immediately.
That's right. And I think you've got, just like you have at local state level, the federal government, you have people that are trying to do the right thing, Customs and Border Protection. You've got people inside the government who are trying to do the right thing. But the sad thing is, most people, even when they know what's going on is wrong, are just going along to get along.
Right.
And I think I can't let this discussion go by without just saying this. I'm not sure we need to go deep into this, but with the revelations of what the House Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee briefed regarding Joe Biden. And what appears to be, if you look at the evidence, just the evidence,
right,
arguably the largest corruption case in American history, and the dealings that Mr. Biden has and had with hostile foreign governments, including the organizations, companies tied to the CCCP,
mm-hmm.
that ups the ante on this analysis, I think.
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree with you. And the thing is, and people need to keep in mind, is this committee, you got a lot of banking people on this committee. They've got a lot of experience, so they know fraud when they see it, because they're trained to see what's going on. And there's just too much corruption that is so obvious. And plus, on top of that, John, the thing they pointed out is that this is just the beginning. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. They haven't even really gotten into as deep a dive that it looks like they could, they could go to next.
That's right. And I think that for me, looking at this, doing the work we do, and when part of our worker includes, when we look at these movements, these hostile movements, the hostile information operations that support these movements, and what came out of that report, and Congressman Jordan, I thought, articulated it well, is that, number one, we were told right out of the bat, right out of the gate,
mm-hmm.
it's not even Hunter Biden's computer. Then it might be his computer, but there's nothing on it. And oh, by the way, 51 intelligence professionals told us it's Russian disinformation, to include the director of national intelligence.
Right.
And they knowingly, here's the key, knowingly lied.
Yeah.
They knowingly lied, which makes them, in my opinion, legally in danger of being wrapped up in a conspiracy that doesn't just include corruption. I believe you could wrap them up in a conspiracy to overthrow the United States.
It's treasonous.
To commit fraud. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It is massive, because now we know that we knew this before, that not only is that not true, it's the lies. Each time the lie was meant to protect the criminal enterprise. That's the key. It's not Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, it is, but what's on it, what we're being told on it, is a lie. It's Russian disinformation. And 51, and these are, if I encourage your listeners, pull up and read the names and titles of the people signed it. So it wasn't just the CT advisor, John Brennan, CIA director, John Brennan, the director of national intelligence, five CIA directors.
Yes.
Five. The chief counsel for the NSA, the directors and assistant directors of the National Counterterrorism Center. These are massive. And the fact, and so many people, here's the key, many key people at the CIA, key leaders, which should show you how corrupt the CIA is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part of this that, to me, is also very important, because these people are giving aid and comfort to lines of operation from our enemies, mm-hmm. and they're doing it knowingly, and they should go to jail for it.
That, exactly.
To me, is a huge part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the obvious corruption. Now, it's what are we going to do with it? I mean, because the CIA has known, I mean, this idea of plausible deniability. It's almost like they were instituted. You and I may have talked about this the last time, John. It was like they were instituted to lie. And the very thing that they've done to other nations, more and more people are realizing, the chickens have come home to roost. What they've done to other nations is what they've done to us. And what they're doing to us, right? In terms of regime change, a coup, a silent coup, all these things. I mean, look, at they are well experienced. They know the game, and they can resist. I mean, it's amazing to me that they would resist a subpoena from Congress, even. I mean, with impunity.
Yeah, and I think it shouldn't. If there is, if somebody said, of all the information that's out there, and by the way, as an investigator, and I have not looked at 100% of it, but I've looked at a fair amount. I'm still going through the actual evidence, the bank records and stuff. But a couple things jump out at you. One is the fact that when one of the companies, one of the many shell companies, and I'm using that term because that is a term we use in the FBI, it's a shell company to cover illicit, illegal activity.
Yeah.
And one of the many shell companies that Mr. Biden and his son and his brother created was this company, and the people that had the keys to the office included Hunter, his father Joe Biden, the president, and his brother Jim, and the CEO of a massive Chinese energy company. That was the people that got the key to the office. Just mm-hmm. a thought.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is that Joe Biden changed how access to SARS reports, suspicious activity reports, which banks file when they believe there is, you know, terrorism financing, illicit financing, narco trafficking financing coming through their bank. They're required by law to file a SAR. And there are 150 SARs related to the Biden family.
Exactly.
And these mm-hmm. financial transactions. And something I was not aware of until I saw this evidence, Mr. Biden changed the policy of who can review SARs. And actually, it was Democrats who were trying to pass a law to force it to be changed back so that members of Congress could have access to SARs, especially people on the Oversight and Judiciary Committee. So now the question is, again, as an investigator, I ask questions, why would he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he would do it because he knew there are 150 of those things out there, and he doesn't want anybody looking at them.
Exactly.
That's my assessment, but it certainly fits a pattern of criminal behavior by the guy who's sitting in the White House.
Well, he did it for the same reason he got rid of the prosecutor in Ukraine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this isn't a big leap. I mean, if you want to know what people are going to do, look what they've done.
That's right. And the difference is there's been no evidence that Mr. Biden, Joe Biden, has changed direction. And that's the key. So,
yeah, I mean, and as you said, he's involved, you know, just about everybody in the family, including a granddaughter, you know, with the money being distributed, you know, to their account. I mean, for what? We got to leave it there. John Guandolo, he is the counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent. John, where can they go for more information?
Please go to understandingthethreat.com. And if you want to know more about how to take the fight to the bad guys and put freedom on the offensive, bring our two-day into action program to your local community. We train citizens on how to do just that. Thanks, Bill, for having me. UnderstandTheThreat.com.
Thank you, John. Take care, buddy.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest are under heat advisories as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The heat wave that started late last week has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Canadian firefighters have been fighting dozens of wildfires for days from British Columbia and up to northern Canada. Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, will be sworn in today. He will become the 57th mayor of America's third largest city. His administration will face several challenges, including choosing the new police superintendent and coming up with a plan to fight violence. On Saturday, Johnson resigned as Cook County Commissioner. Hockey's Stanley Cup is narrowing down to the Final Four. Florida, Carolina, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in. The series between Seattle and Dallas continues tonight. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman joins us now, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's also senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the UN plotting its giant power grab to deal with global emergencies, and it seems like the Biden administration is more than willing to give up our sovereignty.
Yeah, it's a very troubling story, and I'm pretty amazed that I had to break the story. This is earth-shattering news, and nobody else was covering this, quite unfortunately. But this is a specific policy proposal put out by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, that would effectively put the United Nations and its specialized agencies in charge of emergency response, in charge of responding to crises, if the Secretary General determines that they are global in scope. And yet, as you read the policy proposal, you very quickly realize the emergency doesn't have to be global. It doesn't even really have to be an emergency. It could be economic crisis, climate change, environmental degradation. They even throw in a black swan event that we can't foresee for good measure. And they make very clear that national governments, right, nation states, the private sector, non-governmental organizations, all of them would have to submit to, in the words of the policy brief, the primary decision-making authority of the United Nations and its agencies.
Well, Alex, when I was looking into this, this seemed like a backroom deal that was being conducted, through the Biden administration. Where's Congress in all this?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I started reaching out to people on Capitol Hill, and there wasn't a lot of awareness of this, which, again, the media wasn't talking about it. So I did reach out to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, and I don't know how much he knew about this, but I sent him the documents, and he sent back a statement indicating that he was very concerned about this, that he was concerned about the implications for our sovereignty, about the possibility of Biden trying to advance his so-called climate change agenda without permission from Congress through the use of this mechanism that the UN was proposing. And so he indicated that he was very concerned about that. The Biden administration, I reached out to them as well, and the State Department sent me basically a canned response without even a named individual to attribute it to, just saying that, you know, the Biden administration believes that working through the United Nations is the best option for peace and security, things like this. So, in other words, they said they support it without specifically saying they support it, but it looks like this will move ahead come this September meeting in New York City when the UN General Assembly meets.
How can this possibly be constitutional?
Well, the short answer is that it's not. You know, the powers that they are talking about through this mechanism, these are powers that the federal government itself doesn't have, right? If you read the U.S. Constitution, it specifically delegates certain responsibilities to the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. Constitution was a contract. It was a compact created by the sovereign states to delegate certain powers that they already had to their agent, the federal government. And the bulk of those powers can be found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They can operate a post office. They can create a navy. Congress can declare war, things like this. But these types of powers that are foreseen in this international mechanism that the Secretary General is proposing, those are powers far beyond anything that the states ever delegated to the federal government. And so the idea that the federal government can delegate powers that it doesn't have to an unelected body composed primarily of, you know, kleptocratic and dictatorial and autocratic governments is simply ludicrous. It's preposterous. Mm-hmm. And yet that hasn't stopped them before.
Well, Alex, this is kind of the panacea for, you know, the Uniparty, primarily driven by the Democratic Party, that wants full control. They don't want debate. You know, this whole process, the Constitution, it moves too slow for them. This is why in many cases they seem to be ignoring it time and again. They figure it's not even a matter about, you know, asking, you know, for forgiveness on the other end. They just move with hubris and an arrogance that is just incomprehensible. But it's a power force in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, they're attacking us on so many fronts. They know that there's nobody who can keep track of all this. Not even members of Congress with huge staffs can keep track of all of the different assaults on our constitutional system, on the sovereignty of our states, on the rights of individuals. It is coming at us from all fronts. So in parallel with this power grab that the Secretary General is proposing, the World Health Organization is working on, first of all, the International Pandemic Treaty, which now they're calling the Accord, so that they don't have to get it ratified by the Senate. They're also working on amendments to the international health regulations to further empower the World Health Organization. At the same time, they're using all of these different federal regulatory agencies to just drown the American people in regulations that undermine our property rights, our free speech rights, our rights to make our own economic decisions, our rights to run our families and our companies as we see fit. So the barrage is just so enormous that there's nobody who can keep track of it. It's just out of control.
Exactly. Well, when it comes to the pandemic, I mean, let's look back in the last 2.5 years. The WHO, United Nations, they did such an awesome job. I mean, we shouldn't even think twice about turning over our freedoms and having them control something like the pandemic because of what they demonstrated to us for 2.5 years, right? Surely I jest.
No, it's so hilarious. Right? And we all recognize that. Even the branch COVIDians recognize this. I mean, the World Health Organization was telling us that that COVID doesn't transmit between humans. So Trump is a racist for trying to shut down travel from China. Whoops, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at every step of the way, they've been totally wrong. We now have the studies showing that the lockdowns were a total failure. These were pushed by the WHO. The injections, total failure. Right? At best, the best thing you can say about them is that they were a total failure. Never mind the complications, the side effects, the myocarditis, and all the rest of it. On every front, they could not have been more wrong. The idea that we should give them more power, it's almost so ludicrous you could laugh about it, except the implications are so serious.
Well, and as you say, what is coming out now with these vaccinations is that they have been inculcated with stuff that's dangerous and it's killing people.
Absolutely. And we now know from the documents that are coming out that Pfizer knew this, that the FDA knew this, that they wanted to kind of slow walk the release of these documents over a period of 75 years because they didn't want us to have the smoking gun evidence. But the truth is, a lot of people were warning about this from the start. In fact, I interviewed many of them and did my best to get the news out to the public. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert
McCullough.
Over and over again, people tried to warn us, and they were silenced and suppressed on orders from the World Health Organization. So we have a crisis here, and the crisis is not climate change or international emergency pandemics. The crisis is globalism and out-of-control government.
Well, like you say, it's amazing to me that these agencies and organizations have any standing whatsoever. Like you said, the WHO, CDC, the United Nations, Facebook even, all the social media entities that shut people like you and I off for talking talking to our audiences and our constituency based on information that we were getting from the ground floor from doctors who were there in the midst fighting COVID, hand-to-hand combat. And, I had a group of doctors out in Imperial Valley, California. They wrote a book. They had served over 10,000 patients with COVID, and not one went to the hospital, not one went on a respirator, not one died. And, and what thanks do they get? The state of California says, hey, we want you up here in the star chamber. We got questions to ask, and because your license is going to be in jeopardy because of what you did.
Yep. It's so critical for people to understand how significant this is. And the persecution of the doctors who are exposing this stuff, it is ongoing, and it's about to get supercharged, right? Chelsea Clinton now on behalf of the World Economic Forum, the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation is now leading this. They call it the big catch-up initiative, where they plan to inject as many children as possible all over the globe with these injections. That is in the process of being rolled out right now. The Global Health Equity Network, another project of the World Economic Forum, they want to get companies all across the world focused on their ESG score, and part of their ESG score will be imposing health equity on their employees. So we are far from the finish line when it comes to this global medical tyranny, and all the doctors who have been speaking out have been terrorized. In fact, there was one, Meryl Nass, up in Maine. She was actually hauled before a mandatory psychiatric evaluation for questioning the injections and recommending ivermectin. So this is just out of control, Bill.
It is. Got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman, continues with us. As you were saying, Alex, this thing's out of control. I mean, first of all, anything associated with Bill Gates, when it comes to, when it comes to vaccinations, I'm just weary about him, because when you hear that he is of the mindset that there's too much population for the planet to be able to sustain, that, I mean, they were saying it back when we were counting, and there was about 3 billion people in the world or on the planet, and now we're at 8 billion. So he's got to really be freaking out, and we're going to let him handle vaccinations. I don't know. I just get a little nervous when I hear his name and vaccinations. It doesn't seem compatible to me.
No, it's completely out of the question. This is a man who comes from a family of population control fanatics. Actually, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates has repeatedly expressed his view, which frankly I find offensive and ridiculous, that there are too many people on this planet, that people are bad for the climate and other such nonsense. And he's openly described, actually, in a TED talk about 12 years ago, he publicly said that one of the ways that he's hoping to bring down the population of the world is through the use of vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he means abortions. Now, when he was called out on this, he said, well, we don't really mean we're going to kill people or sterilize people with vaccines. We just mean that, less children die because they're getting all their vaccines, then parents will have less of those pesky children, and so the population will go down that way. And yet, just a few years after those very bizarre statements, he was caught in partnership with the World Health Organization and UNICEF financing a so-called tetanus vaccine program in Kenya, which had already been identified by the UN Population Fund as a target for more population control measures. They were appalled that Kenyan women were having an average of 4.2 children per woman. And so Bill Gates and these other UN entities came in, did a tetanus vaccine program, and the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, they got samples of these tetanus vaccines. Only women and girls of childbearing age were eligible to receive them. So they took these samples, they sent them to laboratories all over the world, every single one of them tested positive for beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone. And so what was happening, these women and girls were being injected with these vaccines laced with beta-HCG. Their immune system was then treating beta-HCG as an invader. And without HCG in their body, they couldn't carry a pregnancy to term. So what was happening is these vaccines were sterilizing Kenyan women in large numbers, and every single Catholic bishop in Kenya spoke out about this, and the media just tried to bury the scandal.
How does he get away with this, Alex? I mean, this is such an atrocity. This something of, you know, that the Hague should come together on. I mean, to do this to a population with impunity, I mean, this just says something about where we are in our society, that something so evil could actually take place.
Yeah, it really is. And if you think of the horror, I mean, for a lot of people, having children, that's like their raison d'être, right? That's like their reason for living, is to produce children. The Bible actually explains that the very first command God ever gave us was to be fruitful and multiply. So children are a blessing, especially when you go to countries like Kenya. Who's going to care for you in your old age, right? Well, it's your kids, of course.
Yeah.
So this is a crime of unspeakable proportions. The way Bill Gates gets away with it is, first of all, by showering much of the media with millions and millions of dollars. I mean, if you look at the list of media companies that Bill Gates is funding, it would blow your mind. Anything you can think of, Bill Gates funding is there. Newspapers, news networks, public broadcasters, everywhere you look, Bill Gates money is funding this fake news coverage. And also, of course, the big pharmaceutical companies are funding it.
Of course.
And then Bill Gates is partnering with through his money, all the public health experts, all the public health authorities. In fact, there was a time where he was the biggest donor to the World Health Organization, more than any other government in the world. And so when you're financing all the so-called scientists, all the public health agencies, and all the media, well, it becomes very difficult for anybody to speak out publicly and hold you accountable. But he needs to be held accountable. I think that much is clear.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and this also begs the question, is where is Bill Gates and the United Nations in pursuing the truth about where COVID all began?
They have no interest in finding out where COVID actually began, because I think there are several hypotheses. I think at this point it's very obvious now that this came out of the Wuhan laboratory. And of course, Bill Gates has a very, very close relationship with the mass murdering communist Chinese dictatorship. And this is open. It's acknowledged. It's not that it's hidden. He and the Chi-Coms are basically two peas in a pod. But even more than that, many of his American co-conspirators, people like Fauci, people like the folks running the National Institutes of Health, they were funding much of the work that was happening in this laboratory and much of the research that preceded it at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and at the universities up in Canada. So when you start digging into this, what you find is a giant criminal enterprise, and Bill Gates and many other powerful individuals are right smack in the middle of it.
Well, and this is why they had to be so vigilant about protecting it and not allowing doctors to speak up, and for the cumulative intelligence and experience of not only American citizens, but the citizens of the world. They needed to stay on top of that narrative to control their cash cow, right?
That's exactly right. And the amount of money being made here is enormous. You know, Bill Gates poses as a quote-unquote philanthropist, and really so many of these evil, evil madmen do this. They basically avoid paying taxes by stashing all their money in these tax-exempt foundations. Then they travel the globe in their airplanes owned by the tax-exempt foundations, and they ride on their yachts owned by their tax-exempt foundations, and they hold all their Pfizer stock in their tax-exempt foundations. So, and then they go around and they have the nerve to say, we need higher taxes, knowing full well they're not going to pay one penny of higher taxes. That's going to be on the backs of the poor and the middle class. It just makes you sick, Bill.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of Bill Gates, you've been doing a deeper dive regarding AI. AI has come into the radar realm of the American people. It's starting, to be noticed as to how pernicious AI can be. You've got some scientists recommending, hey, we need to slam the brakes on it. The others, like, the Faucis of the world, saying, heck no, full steam ahead, right?
Yes, and You know, frankly, I believe technology can be used either for good or for evil. You know, I'm not anti-technology in any sense. I don't have a smartphone. I never have had one, and I never will. But technology has really some wonderful applications. The problem is when technology is used by evil people for evil purposes, and I think we need to be honest with ourselves. That's what's happening right now with artificial intelligence. If you look at the leading players in this field, you have Bill Gates, again, at Microsoft. You have Google, right? And actually their vice president just resigned from Google and warned about this monstrosity they're creating with their artificial intelligence. We all know Google is about as evil as they come. They spent the last few years censoring us, silencing us, manipulating our elections. We know they were stood up with help from the intelligence community through DARPA and other federal government agencies. We know that they are as woke can be. We know that their ranks are completely filled with spies from communist China. And then one of the other big players in AI is, of course, the mass murdering dictatorship in communist China, which is getting something like half of the capital investments in their AI programs are coming from American investors through American mega banks like Goldman Sachs. So you look at the key players in this industry, all of them are wicked. All of them are radically opposed to the values that our nation was founded on. And you realize, wow, this is potentially the most powerful weapon of tyranny. It's the most powerful weapon of war. It's the most powerful weapon of control that has ever existed in human history. And it's all these bad guys that are behind its development. We need to talk about this right now.
Well, we need to have a discussion and understand what the threat is. It's clear and present. Also, we need to decouple. This has been my word for the last month or so, Alex, with our audience, is we need to disengage from all these nefarious elements that are doing us harm.
Yes, we do. And Communist China should be, number one target. World Health Organization is another one, World Economic Forum, the United Nations. I mean, we are completely surrounded by alligators to use
Marlin.
And, right now, the Biden administration is just, going full speed ahead. And unfortunately, Congress, even though there are some good things happening with Republican control of the House, Congress is not taking this nearly as seriously as they need to be. And they're talking about a few hundred billion dollars worth of cuts. Meanwhile, our country is a millimeter from going over the edge of the cliff. We need to have some people in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals taking this crisis as seriously as it needs to be taken. This is an urgent existential crisis on multiple fronts. We need our elected officials to start treating it like that.
Well, and the American people need to wise up, Alex. We have got to become more vigilant. And again, one of these other mantras we've been saying on the show is you got to own the knowledge. Own your own knowledge. Don't just take our words from it. I mean, our hope is that we present the case to you. It causes you to do a deeper dive, be motivated enough to do some studying so that you know that you know. It's not just because Alex said it or Bill said it. It's because you know it to be a fact as to what's going on. Because this has been a purposeful march to dumb down the voter so that we could be overwhelmed. And this is why, we have such a big divide in our country today, Alex, is people have been rather laissez-faire about our country, our Constitution, and our freedoms. And this is the thing that's so vital about the American way of life and this great American idea. It's called freedom. And we must know what we're fighting for, right?
No question about it. And, we also have this multi-generational dumbing down and indoctrination process taking place through the public school system. So, if you add that to the list of crises, you realize how that's driving it all. We absolutely do. As you pointed out, we need a renaissance of education. We need Americans to get themselves up to speed on who we are as a people, our history, and also the enemies that our freedoms and our republic are facing, or we are going to lose this battle. It's just that simple.
He's a senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. Alex Newman has been our guest. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com. The final.